Welcome to the LDS Mental Health Podcast. This is a podcast for faithful women who want healing in their relationships, guidance from God, and internal peace. Each week, you'll hear mental health concepts taught through a spiritual lens from me, a licensed clinical mental health counselor, to help you start thinking in a higher and holier way. Welcome to this special bonus episode, Becoming a Divine Receiver. I have a special guest coming on to talk about her thoughts of perfection or nothing. All right. Welcome back to the Becoming a Divine Receiver series. And we have another awesome guest here. Crystal Baker is coming on to tell us about her experience learning these mental health tools through a spiritual lens. And what that meant for her in her life. So I want to have Crystal introduce herself to you guys. Crystal, would you tell the people listening a little bit about you, your family, where you're from, what you do, all the things?
Okay. I live in Idaho, in Rigby. So it's between Rexburg and Idaho Falls. We have been here for like 13 years in the same house, the longest I've ever lived anywhere. I have four kids. They are 12, 10, 8, and 6. So they definitely keep life interesting and busy.
Yes.
I am a stay-at-home mom, and I have no time. I don't know how that works, but I'm just busy. I do love to build. So normally I'm like doing some new project, whether it's at my house or at my friend's house. So we kind of stay busy that way. And then sports awesome. All the time with kids. So.
Yeah, running four kids around. That's why you don't have time right there.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
I could have told you that.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Right. Awesome. Well, you had a chance to be a part of our last cohort in Removing Roadblocks to Revelation. And I want you to kind of take us back to before you joined the program. What were some of the challenges, struggles, things that you were having a hard time with before the program that you're like, this is why I want to join the program to help with this thing?
Okay. I'm going to try to make it through all of this, by the way, without crying. Okay. So
we're
going to try this.
No problem if you do.
I think one of my biggest hangups was just my own thought, getting stuck. I'm not going to go into specifics, but it was just a lot of thoughts that were just, that I couldn't get out of my head and that were bringing me down. And then it would just make life hard. Like when you're stuck in your head, it's hard to do anything else. So I think the biggest thing that I learned, or one of the biggest things that helped me, is just realizing where those thoughts come from, that it's not from Heavenly Father, and that He's there for me. And that is, I think that's made like the biggest difference for me, is just being able to recognize where those thoughts are coming from and then learning how to like figure out how to move past that and to do whatever I need to so that I can move on from that and not be stuck in that state anymore.
So. I love that. Thank you for sharing that. I think a lot of women can relate with being stuck in the chaos of their thoughts. Right? Like those inadequacies, those feelings and emotions that are created. And it's not like just one thought. It's like the floodgates open and all of these thoughts consume us and overwhelm us. Did you find yourself doing things back then that made it worse? Like, were there things that you were trying or doing that just felt like, this is not working?
Well, I think I just overwhelmed myself more. I put more stuff on my to-do list to feel like I was doing better. And I did a counseling session with somebody, and I was like, I don't know what to do. And she's like, you just need to be doing this and this and this. You need to be doing more. And I'm like, I feel like that's actually worse.
Yes.
Like I'm doing too much. And I'm like, she made it seem like I couldn't just sit like and be still, or like just sit there on the couch and relax or whatever. Like I had to be constantly doing something in it. So it was like, if I was sitting there, it's like, oh, I have to be doing something. Like, why am I sitting here? And yes. it just made it worse. More stressed, more overwhelmed, more anxious. So.
Yeah. I think that's a common misconception we have as women. And that's so interesting that you have another professional telling you that too. That's like the exact opposite of what I'm always telling women. It's like, be still. That's where you get your revelation and information is, you know, like, it's not about doing more. And it's not really about like putting stuff on your checklist so you can check it off and feel accomplished either, right? Like it's
Yeah.
not the amount that you're doing, even what you're doing. It's the state of mind in which you're doing it from, right?
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
recognizing if I'm doing the things that God wants me to do, which sometimes is just sit still, right? And be quiet
Yeah.
and not do
Yeah.
something, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Then
Yeah.
I can feel peace. I can feel that calm and clarity in what I'm doing because I'm doing what God wants me to do. But what ramps it up and makes it worse is trying to force things to
Yes.
happen.
Yep, exactly. I
Awesome.
know.
So when you started learning these skills, you're in the program now. You were, really focusing on that to-do list, trying to get it done before, started learning some of these skills. Do you have can you think back about some times when you made some realizations or you used the skills and something shifted or changed for you?
I think the big thing is just being able to use it. I've had a few injuries.
Yes.
Okay. And it, I'm still trying to heal from them and just learning that the thoughts that came that I wasn't doing enough, that I was horrible because I couldn't do anything that I used to be able to do, and being able to calm those thoughts and recognize what is the most important thing to do in that time. A week ago, my little boy was outside playing with a friend and they bumped into each other. My kid got it in the head. His mouth is bust, like a lot of mouth injuries. We ended up with stitches. I had something going on that night in 2 hours that I had 12 ladies coming over to my house and I had to be ready. I had to have dinner ready. And here I am headed to community care to get stitched up. And it was just being able to like sit there and think for that minute, like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if the blinds are clean or the baseboards are done or whatever it is. I don't have to have some elaborate dinner for them. The most important thing for me at that moment was being there for my little boy
Yeah.
and like being calm so that he was calm as they were like giving him stitches and all of that. And all of them were like, it doesn't matter. Like I was like, I picked up Papa Murphy's pizza. This is what we're eating.
Yes.
Because I just barely made it home in time. And they're like, that's great. We don't care. And I'm like, and that's it. Like, we just have to realize that we put all these expectations on ourselves. And that's
Yeah.
what I learned. I
Yeah.
am doing that to myself. I don't have those. Nobody else is doing that. I'm doing that. And I need to realize that if I think about it and pray about it, that those don't all have to be done.
Yeah. Yes. I love that. I love that there's a specific skill that you're kind of alluding to that we learned in the program about identifying our will, what we think is vital to be done right now in this moment. And in that moment for you, it felt like, all this thing, these ladies are coming over, it has to be clean, and we have to have this type of dinner, we have to do this. And when you recognize that's not necessarily like using those skills and interrupting those requirements of what has to be done, allowed your thoughts to focus where they needed to focus. We don't have to force our thoughts to be a certain way. We don't have to just console ourselves with certain thoughts, but being able to use those mental health skills helps shift that state where you just receive what God wants you to receive in that moment, becoming that divine receiver. Awesome. I love that. I love that. I'm wondering if you would be willing to share the snow shoveling experience you shared in class. I loved that one so much about, because I think it ties into your to-do list situation too, right? Like feeling like
Oh
got
yeah.
to do all the things.
I got well, yes. So we'll just preface, I have an all or nothing mentality or and
Everyone
also
does.
perfectionist. Yes,
Yes.
like it's in everything. Like I have a very hard time, like I'm realizing it more now actually and can like dial it back and figure it out. But one of the biggest things, it's so dumb, that hit me for with scripture study and like learning that, oh my word, it doesn't have to be done like at the table reading like this specific way, because that's how I've been doing it. And if I don't do that, then I don't do anything,
Doesn't
you know?
count.
And so it, yeah, it didn't count for anything. Like it didn't matter. I had to do it that way. So if my kids were home, it's not going to happen. So it's like, oh, I screwed up. Like I messed up. I'm never going to be able to like do that again. But it was realizing that I can do different depending on how much time I have. And if you think about it in your life, we all have those things that we do a little bit different because of something else. So I normally work out like 5 days a week. Okay, before I had a foot injury, I worked out 5 days a week. But it was like that day we had like a major snowstorm. So I had to go out and shovel. And it was like, hey, I can shovel instead of working out. And that counts. And it's like, oh, I can also listen to the podcast or something and shovel at the same time. And I'm doing some form of scripture study. And it didn't have to be me sitting down reading. And that was, I don't know. Maybe I should have figured that out before, but that was an eye opener, and I was able to apply it to other things too.
I think so many women can relate with that all or nothing thinking, first of all, because it's that natural phenomenon of the natural man inside of all of us. Like, it causes us to feel like it has to be perfect or nothing. Right.
Yep.
And if it's not perfect, what's the point in trying? Right. And so when we get caught up in that natural man state, that's the type of glasses we're looking through. Everything looks like that, right? It's like we can't see anything differently because of the lens through which we're looking, right?
Yep.
We're looking through this perfection lens. Like, it has to be perfect or there is no point in doing it. And perfection is this specific thing, right? Like, we have this idea of what perfection is, right? Who even set that bar? what that really is, right? And God has a unique, specific desire for each of us because he knows us, right? Yeah. And he knows what's valuable for us and what will be helpful and what's important for us. And if we can tune into that revelation, just like you did in that moment, you were using those skills. And because you were using those skills and you weren't looking through the lens of the natural man, but you were in that divine receiver state, God could put that thought in your mind, right? Could prompt you and saying, hey, this counts as scripture study. You had that realization, right? Like, hey, look at this. We don't have to be perfect. And it felt satisfying, right? It didn't feel like you had to convince yourself of that. Those thoughts felt completely normal in that moment. I love it. I love it. Yes. And I think there's not, not a woman on the planet that doesn't suffer from that perfectionism, all or nothing thinking. I think so many women can relate with that. We just apply it in different areas of our lives.
So
I think so many women can relate with that. And I love that you shared that example. And I also, you know, I think sometimes women can feel like when they're going to join a program or if they're going to learn some skills, they also think, well, I won't be perfect at that. So what's the point in even doing that? Right. So
100% that was me.
Right? Yeah. Did you feel that? Yes.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And go ahead. What helped you get over that?
Well, going through it and just realizing that I didn't have to be perfect at it. Like, it was going to, I was going to get out of it what I put into it. Mm-hmm. And that was the thing to me. And nobody was grading me on it and my version of doing it was going to look different than somebody else's. And that's okay. Yeah. We are not the same and we're not supposed to be the same. So it's like, you can write in that book because that's my brain. I can't even write in the book because I don't want to ruin the page. You can write in that book and it doesn't matter. Nobody's going to grade it. Nobody else is going to look at it. So you do what's best for you. And it's what I needed. So you need to take that time for you, because if you are not feeling your best, you can't give your best to anybody else.
100%.
And that was why I did it for me, I guess.
Yes. So. Yeah. I think as women, we think we're taking away from somebody else when we're pouring into ourselves. But in fact, when we pour into ourselves, we're giving our best selves to somebody else, which is way better than the empty cup version of ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that. So to the woman that's thinking about joining, is feeling inadequate to even do the program, what would you simply say to her?
I would say that you need to take time for you and just try. I remember when you did the video, like the little Zoom call at the very beginning, but when we decided if we wanted to sign up, I just kept saying it's too good to be true. Mm-hmm. And that was my mindset. And I was like, I said it multiple times, like, it's too good to be true. I'm too low. I'm too overwhelmed. Can't add anything else onto my plate right now. But the thing that you said that like stuck with me is that God and Jesus are too good to be true. They are there for us, and they can do all those things that we don't think is possible. And so that was the big, I don't know, aha moment for me, is that they truly are too good to be true, but they're there to help us. And that's what they want to do.
Yeah.
And this was the way that I needed to like be able to help me, because I tried counseling and that made it worse. Like, and so I was like very hesitant, but it was nice to be able to talk to other ladies and to see like their experiences and be like, hey, I am normal. Like, we do all have these same thoughts. And if we help each other, then we're better off than like just trying to stay in our little bubble and suffer, because we don't need to suffer. We can be there and help each other.
Yes. Oh, that is beautiful. I love that you said that. Like, the too good to be true. Really, like, the enabling power of Christ is too good to be true, right?
Yeah.
And all that I do in my programs, this is why it's different than a lot of other practitioners, therapists, counselor, coaches do, is that I'm not teaching you skills. I am teaching you skills just to teach them to you. I'm teaching you skills to connect you to a source beyond your own. I am just the facilitator of a connection, of receiving what God wants you to receive. And that can feel too good to be true, right? Like,
yeah.
When I get over there, how is the Savior going to really yoke to me and give me more strength, more power, more yeah. motivation, more peace in my life? And he does, right? We don't
yeah.
have to know the periodic table of how it works, right? But we can learn the skills to get out of that natural man state, become that divine receiver of his love and power and strength and healing, and feel that too goodness,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yes. Oh, I love it. Thank you, Crystal. Thank you for being yeah. vulnerable, sharing your story. I think it can be so helpful to other women who hear themselves in your story. And I think you, women who can relate with this, will you will really have helped them in knowing that they too can get out of that overwhelm and perfection and just focus on what's most important in that moment that God wants you to focus on and feel satisfied with that. So yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Wasn't Crystal amazing? I'm so grateful for her coming on and talking with us about her story. If you are interested in learning these same skills that Crystal learned to get out of that perfection, all or nothing state and just reconnect and receive what God wants you to receive, which is grander than you can ever imagine, then you can click the link in my show notes to get on the wait list for my Removing Roadblocks to Revelation group coaching program that will be opening for the last time in 2023 in August. So joining the wait list will allow you to get notified right when it opens so you don't miss out on your opportunity to reconnect and become a divine receiver yourself. Thank you for listening to the LDS Mental Health Podcast. I hope you were able to find ways of healing, guidance, and peace. If you liked this episode, please share it with a friend who would love to start thinking in a higher and holier way as well. Or hit that follow button so you don't miss out on any episodes. Also, check out the links in my show notes for other episodes you might like, and links for other mental health resources on my website.